يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء, واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم, ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد, فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله, وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, وشر الأمور محدثاتها, فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أبريز الله سبحانه وتعالى, and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him, and I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. By Allah's leave, we continue our class concerning explanation for the book Bulugh al-Maram, Attainment of the Objective, by Al-Hafiz Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahmahullah. And we authenticated this ahadith, which in this book, by Sheikh al-Albani hafizahullah, as well as others well-known scholars. And today, which is Tuesday, the 10th of November 1998, which is equivalent to the 21st of Rajab for the year 1419 after the migration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today, inshallah, we have a new subject. And for those who have the book Bulugh al-Maram, you should, inshallah, look in page number 206. And our chapter today, or our class today, is concerning Al-Zakah. We'll be talking about the book of Al-Zakah, inshallah. And Al-Zakah means to grow or to purify. The word Zakah, usually used in the Arabic language for something that the growth and the development of the increasing of something, and also applies the word zakah to cleanliness or purification. And when we're talking about Islamic terminology, we mean by zakah giving a special right to a special individual, giving a special right from a special person to a special people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned them in Quran. The zakah is a means of purification, is a means of to cleanse our hearts, to purify our hearts from greed, selfishness, loving oneself. A person, by giving the zakah, will be growth and be development to his good deed. Because by giving this right in the property which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to you, you earn blessings, and you earn the blessings of Allah, the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his pleasure. And this zakah is obligatory, is a must. And we're going to explain in details must and who, and to be given to who, and all these details. But in general, we're talking about zakah is a must. And the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which Jibreel came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he asked him, "Tell me about the Islam," and he said that you testify to the unity of Allah, and you establish the five time prayers, and that you give the obligatory charity, and that you fast the month of Ramadan, and you go to Hajj if you have the means. So in this hadith, as well as other hadith, he found the word zakah been mentioned to be one of the main pillars of Islam. Regardless if you have money or you don't have money, you have to accept and admit and to believe and to understand that this is obligation on every Muslim whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had gave him a certain amount of property for a certain time. Okay, so it doesn't matter if you have money or no, but you have to know that zakah is a must, and that your intention should be that whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the means and the ways, that you have to give it. Okay, so it's not because you don't have wealth you don't have to know about zakah. Okay, you have to know that this is obligation. And the first hadith, inshallah. And by the way, that our class today constitute class number 33. This is number 33 class in Bulugh al-Maram. The first hadith, which in hadith number 483, reported by Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعث معاذ رضي الله تعالى عنه إلى اليمن فذكر الحديث وفيه إن الله قد افترض عليهم صدقة في أموالهم تؤخذ من أغنيائهم فترد على فقرائهم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم had sent معاذ بن جبل, one of the companions, to the country called Yemen, okay, to be like a scholar, a judge, a ruler, alaykum salam, okay, to live with them and to teach with them. And for your knowledge, that this Sahabi, which Mu'adh went to Yemen in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't come back to Medina until after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and after he came during the period of the Khilafah of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. And this is to show you the error of some people who keep in jumping from a state to state and city of city, talking to you that we give it tabligh. Okay, this is not correct. You did not go to teach there for a day, for 3 days, and say this is the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and this is the way of the Sahaba. The way of the Prophet and the way of the Sahaba, he will say, number one, a learned person, not a person who just took shahada and you tell him go khuruj for 6 days, 7 days, 40 days, 4 months. This is not correct. He need to learn before he go to teach and preach. Okay, number two, that those people, they used to go and sit and live with the people. Okay, same way like I learned the sunnah of Rasulullah sallam when I came to America. Like this is the way I stay in New York for 5 years. This is the way I came to South Carolina. I've been here for 17-18 years. This is the way the scholar or the learned person, he go and sit and live with the people. Okay, he spend as much time with them. Okay, he actually lives them. You can say that he migrates there. Okay, and he be like a judge, as a teacher, as a hafiz. It doesn't go, you understand, for a day and two and keep going and keep going to a city after city after city after city after city. This is not the way. So Rasulullah had sent one of the Sahaba. How many he sent? Mu'adh. He didn't send, you understand, Jama'at, like they say. We have to go in Jama'at. You don't have to go in Jama'at. If you have a scholar among you, what do you need the Jama'at for? He sent only Muaz ibn Jabal to the whole country of Yemen, to all the Muslims there, and he was the teacher, the judge, everything there. And from the teachings that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given him before he leave, he said, inform them that Allah had made a charity obligatory in them, in their property, in their money, in their wealth, which be taken from the rich among them and be returned back to the poor and the needy among them. So from this hadith, which is a hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well Imam Muslim, which is the hadith is authentic, we understand that the zakah is obligatory, is a must, that Allah has made obligatory for them, okay, in their wealth. So this number one, we learn from the hadith that zakah is obligatory. Number two, that this wealth or this zakah or this obligatory charity is what is a must on those who have the wealth. Number three, where to take it? To take it to the poor. Okay? Number four or number five, that the people of the city that you took the money out are the one who's worthy with this money, the one who deserves this money more than anybody else. So as example, if you take the zakah of the wealthy people in Colombia, you don't go and take it to Orangeburg or Charleston. You're supposed to cover the people in Colombia first before you take it to any other place. Because this is a mistake which some people live in the United States and they're still sending their zakah to overseas where their families is, okay? But in actuality, the proper way, you take it from the wealthy people of such location, return it back to the poor people of the same location. To do what you call iktifa dhati, that means will be like a coverage from in and within. Okay? How you say this in English? No, I know it's balanced, but that mean you take it from the people themselves and return it to the same, going back in the same, like you say, you keep the money among the Muslims. You hear these people always say that we have to keep the dollar with the Muslim among the community, not to spend it with the kafirun, circulate it, you see. So the same way that you take in, you try to do business with the community, the zakah, not to take it out of the community, even if you taking it for Muslims. First, you have to cover the need of the Muslims in that community that you took the money out of it. Now, if there is leftover and there is needy people in other state or city, and they don't have enough, now you can take it someplace else. Also, that from this hadith, which is not actually the whole hadith, this is only portion of the hadith, that ad-da'iyah. Thank you, sir. So what about you come and join the charity? Charity started. Charity starts or begins at home. Okay. We go to hadith number 484. And if anybody would like to volunteer to read the hadith, it's fine with me. It's not. If not, I will give you in general the meaning of the hadith. But basically the hadith is authentic. Okay? And the hadith number 485 is authentic. Okay? And let me give you in general the meaning of this hadith number 484 and 485 and hadith number 488. Okay? Right, basically goes like this, the explanation of this 3, 4, 5 hadith is behemoth al-an'am, the cattle, okay, livestock, okay, this is what you said, okay, like cows, buffalo, I don't know if you know what's buffalo or no, okay, camels, sheep, all the things, this is the livestock. There is a zakah on these things. Okay? And there is a minimum. What you call nisab. That means if you don't have such amount, you don't give zakah. What I mean by you don't give zakah, that means zakah is not obligatory in you. If you want to give voluntarily, it's up to you. Okay? So if you have camels as example, you have to have 5 camels. You have to have 5 camels for zakah to be obligatory in you. Okay? The zakah of camels, if a person have 1 camel, 2, 3, 4, no zakah. If you want to give voluntarily, this is up to him. But when we say that he has 5 camels, okay, now zakah is obligatory on these camels and he will give 1 share. Okay? He will give 1 key. Okay? He doesn't go give a camel. Okay? 5 camels, he give what? 1 sheep. Okay? If you have cows, then you sob. Anything before 30 cows, you are not obligated. Okay? And if you have 30, now you're going to give a tabi'a or a follower, okay? Which any cow that 1 year old, okay? Now, if you have sheep, you have to have 40 sheep for zakah to be obligatory on these sheep, okay? Now, if you have 40 sheep, okay, you give 1 sheep. Is this understood? Alright. This is the minimum. Now if you have more than 5 camels, if you have more than 40 sheep, okay, if you have more than 30 cows, what it is, how it goes. Now I'm going to explain it to you. I know it's not going to be easy to memorize, but at least you have a general idea. We said the sheep, if you have 40, you give what? You give 1. So anything between 40 and 120, you will give 1 share. So you have 40 or more, how many you give? 1 share. Maximum 120 sheep, you give in what? 1. 121 up to 200 sheep, you will give what? 2 sheep. Okay? You take 2 sheep out of what you got and you give it to the poor and the needy. 201, you give 3 sheep. Okay? And after this, every 100, 1 more. Every 100, 1 more. Okay? Did anybody understand anything? Okay, this I decided to give it this way instead of going in details with all this hadith and with all these names. Okay, it may be going to be a little bit confused. Camels. We said the minimum, the nisab. Okay, the nisab, that means the amount that when you have it, now you are obligated. The nisab is what? 5 camels. And when you have 5 camels, you give what? 1. 1 share. 1 sheep, not 1 camel. Yeah. So 5 to 9, you get 1 sheep. 10 to 14, you will give 2. 15 to 19, you will give 3. 3 sheep. Okay. 20 camels up to 24, you will give 4 sheep. 36 up to 45, now you will give bint al-labun. And this, that a camel which has 2 years old, bint al-labun, daughter of, I don't want to give you exactly the translation for the daughter or baby of a milk one, that means because her mother has milk, they call it bint labun. Bint means daughter. lagoons, the one carrying milk. Okay? Now, 46 to 60, you have something written there like a footnote?
They have the whole thing.
So there's no need for explanation if you have it there. Well, anyway, I'll finish. If you have 61 to 75, you will give one camel which is 4 years old. Okay, the same? Alright. 91 camels up to 120, you will give two hukka, two camels. Okay, hukka means a deserving, that means a deserve to ride, that means has 3 years old, because when the camel is baby you could not ride, so they call it hukka, that means like capable to be carrying a person. Okay,
capable of mating.
Okay. So, you see, I explain it in my simple English, you see. This for high school diploma like yourself. And yeah. Alright. 121, they will give three camels. They are 2 years old. And after this, for every 40 camels additional after this, they will give a camel which is 2 years old, and every 50 they will give hukka 3 years old. Now, concerning the cows, how many cows is the nisab? Remember the word nisab. What does nisab mean? The amount that if your property, your wealth reaches this amount, so now this you call it nisab. That means a certain level. When your camels or your cows reach a certain number, or your wealth reach a certain number, the certain number, this call it nisab. That means had reached that point that now zakah is obligatory in you. So the in the cows we said there, the nisab, how many? 30. 30 cows up to 39, you will give one tabi' or tabi'ah. That means one cow, 1 year old. Okay? 40 to 59, you will give one cow, which is musinna. That means has 2 years old. 60 cows, how much is the zakah you give? You will give two, okay? 1 year old each, okay? And after this goes with every 30, you give tabi'ah, and every 40, you give musinna, okay? Anybody understand anything? Okay. So this was basically talks about hadith number 484, and I said the hadith is authentic. Hadith number 485, and the hadith is authentic. Okay. Hadith number 488 is Hassan, means good, and also it talks about giving the amounts.